Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
This guy has been scammed. And at some point, there's got to be a line to cross where when you're getting scammed, you're like, I don't want to tell anyone because I'm embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
Or now I'm going to tell everyone. And I don't know when that is. But I know it's probably after this beard was grown.
Oh, God.
Oh, this is the definition of a neck beard.
I've never seen anything like this. I hate to get caught up on this detail, but Steve, when you threw this in our news folder there, I was like, how bad can this guy's beard be? And it's so much worse. It goes in the wrong direction.
He has no hair on his face.
I have no idea what this story is about. I watched the first 10 seconds of it.
This might be the most depressing thing ever.
I watched the first 10 seconds of it, and I was like, oh, this guy's beard, this is amazing. This is the headline here.
She could fake emotion like a pro. Crocodile tears like nobody's business. Like, she's good.
I just want to say again.
Look
his,
at this.
The way it sticks up and out.
Bad.
His beard points forward like he's been sleeping on
it. It goes down a little, but then out.
It's gross. There's just something that he might be the cleanest person in the world, but it makes him look dirty and gross.
I bet it has dandruff in it.
This is bad.
I bet it has all kinds of things in it. Mites for sure.
Look, there's just like a missing patch right on his chin. There's this thing over here.
Like, you don't have to have that.
Yeah.
You could shave it off.
He's got the mustache of a 13-year-old.
Yeah.
Like, everything is wrong here. Never seen anything like it.
He got us.
Continuing our coverage tonight on an accused scam artist, a Phoenix mother who police say faked her child's brain cancer to rip off donors.
She is now facing fraud charges, and since her arrest, more and more people are coming forward claiming they were also ripped off by this woman. David Caltabiano is live in Phoenix after speaking with one of those people. David.
Hey, good evening. And this all started with
the most handsome man in the world with the most perfect 2 days growth ever out to talk to that weird neck beard.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord.
Good evening. And this all started with a good deed. Angel Cures is a devout Christian, and he learned through his girlfriend's work that Monique Coria, her husband, had nowhere else to go. So Angel says, hey, come and move in with us. And that's when he says everything went south.
July 29th, 6:06 p.m.
Allegations of several fraud schemes keep pointing back to this woman, Monique Coria, who Angel QE says ripped him off 3 times over the last year.
Three times?
Okay, all right.
The first scheme, he says, came after Coria posed as a Live Nation ticket salesperson and sold him and his family tickets to see and meet the artist Pitbull.
We went to the concert just to be told these tickets are not valid. I had my whole family like right there looking at me, and I was one of the biggest embarrassments ever, dude. Okay.
Shortly after that.
That is saying something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they could see his beard.
So at that point, he's good. He got ripped off, but look, that happens.
Okay. Now, does he not know who the seller was?
I don't know.
Or does he?
Shortly after that, QE says Coria tricked him again, this time asking for a deposit for an English bulldog he's always wanted, never came.
Okay.
That was like my dream dog. Wanted one. She showed me pictures. and everything of the mail that.
Yeah, but again, does he know that he's dealing with the same person?
That's what
who
I need to know. Because if he like, if he doesn't know if she's done like different names or whatever, then okay, you're just, you know, you don't do your due diligence, perhaps. But bummer. But if he knows it's the same person.
Oh, hey, by the way, let me move in.
Look, to make up for those pit bull tickets, I'm going to get you this dog
that you've always wanted.
Trying to get it. It was still dogless, still ticketless.
Lastly, QE says he got duped again, this time for a Disneyland trip that never happened. All while.
Boy, this guy is not a savvy internet consumer.
I don't like to blame the victim, but.
But,
I mean.
Wow.
The first one, you're good. Second and third, that's on you.
All while Coria and her husband lived under his roof.
People are going to watch us and say, how did she get you over three times?
I can tell you this, man. Well, I trusted friends. The people I have.
Like, his beard actually is on his earlobe.
Yeah. It's really unhinged.
Yeah. It really is. It's like a strap for a helmet.
So they didn't really scam him three times. She scammed him four times, it sounds like. They're living there.
Yeah, how can we get more
what
of this guy's money
here?
What I have in my life, I can trust with my life. And I thought they were one of them because they lived across the hall. They were there. We saw them every day.
That's usually who you can trust is the people who live across the hall.
They live across the hall.
You give them all your money. Yeah. Buy all your dogs from them. And always get your tickets from them, the people across the hall.
Quez is one of many victims who reached out to Arizona's family following Coria's arrest, who gave hundreds, if not thousands, to her, including these two women.
It just, you know, made my stomach turn. It just made me feel so sick that someone can do that.
I was really upset, angry.
Eventually, Quez kicked out Coria and her husband out of his home when he says $3,000 went missing. He's not surprised she allegedly tried scamming more people from pretending that her baby girl has brain cancer for donations.
Wow. Did put a grin on my face knowing justice was finally served.
And tonight, Quez says that he regrets never going to police. Meanwhile, on the West Valley, Tolleson police told me that Coria is under investigation, criminal investigation, for another fraud scheme unrelated to the scheme including cancer with her baby girl. I'll send it back to you in the studio.
God. What an awful person.
Just everything
that
is a scam.
Poor, naive man. Do you think you're naive, Hot Wings, ever?
Ever? Oh, I'm sure I'm naive about lots of things. But...
Well, I guess you got by the mall scam that time. The internet mall.
Almost. I mean, we didn't go luckily full in, but we definitely lost money, kind of buying into that and flying down to Tampa for the little two-day conference. But at that point, we went, this is not for us.
You sniffed it out.
It was definitely multi-level marketing and all that, pyramid scheme. So we just went, nope, we are out. So we were out that money, but at least we stopped there. But
I'm still waiting for my class action lawsuit against the Globee people, who was going to be the next global icon of recycling that was going to be bigger than Barney. I put $600 into that never heard anything about back when I was 22 years old, which was literally all of the money I had.
Mm-hmm.
Recommended by a friend who's very smart, very successful person. But he also got suckered by it. I don't think I'm going to get that money back. Globee was going to be a big deal. Mm-hmm. You know?
So it was goshopthemalls.com.
Yeah. Steve, what's the most naive thing you've ever done?
I got ripped off for like $400 within the last year.
You did?
Yeah. It was just a scam. I needed a part for the Comanche, and somebody had it or said they had it, and I sent them money without really looking into it much, and they just never sent anything.
Jeez.
Yeah.
It's just gone.
Yeah, gone. Well, luckily, I was, since I did it through like PayPal or Venmo or something, so my credit card, I just filed a dispute with the credit card company. I was able to get it back, but it took like 60 days.
Yeah.
You're lucky, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when that happened because I'd just been scammed out of some money, too, and I felt like such an idiot because I was looking at dogs, and I had a breeder who recommended me to another breeder that she only knew through social media, but people had sent pictures of puppies, and they had talked before, but what we didn't know was that breeder had been scammed so many times that she actually took down the original Facebook page. So the other breeder who had shared this information with me gave me her direct email, gave me all of the information for the Facebook page. And I was just like, oh, whatever. She's active on the Facebook page. I'll just reach out on that. Then also gave me an email. And I not once thought, oh, I should just make sure that these, or also thinking like, you know, whatever. I just was not thinking that this person would be scamming me. And when I went in, I was like, has anybody dealt with having to get money back after being scammed out of money? And Steve was like, me, like a week ago.
Yeah, funny you mentioned that.
I was like, okay, cool.
You did sniff that one out, though, Kelly.
I know.
Because I sat here in the morning and I said, that's not a scam. That's just how people do it. I talked to you. I was guilty on that one. I was part of the problem.
You aren't alone. Rachel did it, too. We were all sitting in here. I was like, I don't know, my God.
We were.
Because I'd gone
Rachel and I were practically singing, have a little faith, you have to have faith, well, trust people, not all people are bad.
You had come forward and been like, we had been talking on Facebook and I have emails and this is someone who had been recommended to me by another person.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You just had like real life like suggestions, mm-hmm. like someone you knew was like, yeah, go to this person. And so in my brain, it's like, totally good, we're safe. So, no, sorry that me and Freebeard got you scammed.
Aren't you glad we didn't change that and say, yeah, Rachel and I were in here telling you don't do it. It's an obvious scam, dumb.
Yeah, that would have been terrible. I'll tell you what, there was nothing worse than driving back with an empty cage. Dog crate. Oh,
that was one of the most depressing texts I've ever seen when you texted us all and you're like, yeah, it was a scam. There's no dog. I'm driving back with an empty cage. And you sent us a photo.
We're like, oh my God.
Yeah, because normally one of us will try to say something funny to lighten the mood.
Not then.
Not that time.
No, I'm not going to be that one.
Time and place. Time and place. Yeah. Even we know time and place sometimes.
I was so sad.
Like how you're laughing, but you're still kind of crying.
I'm a little upset. Everything's fine.
Oh, so sad.
Did you get any of that money back?
Not a dime.
Not a dime.
And it looked like I was going to. And then Wells Fargo'd me. And I gave up. Mm. They sent me a whole packet I was supposed to read in return. And it was like 500 pages.
Oh, it's their you don't want to do all this package.
Yeah.
That's how they do it.
It was not great.
Mm.
More like not Wells Fargo.
Yeah.
Right?
On Wells Fargo.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.